by prolific producers Steve and Jake Hamill, fired from not producing a hit at ABC. His next project was a runaway smash, the one and only A-Team.
The plot concerned four ex-army commandos on the run after a prison conviction that was not warranted. Tasked by their colonel to rob the Bank of Hanoi to help end the Vietnam War, the team set out. Successful in this mission, they returned days later to find their commanding officer murdered and headquarters razed. Proof of intent and orders destroyed, the A-Team was forced to escape through the Los Angeles underground. They used their skills to help the needy and downtrodden as soldiers of fortune. If you have a problem, if no one else can help, and if you can find them, maybe you can hire...
The A-Team from a black and gray GMC van with a red stripe and trim. After an early show fight, they were often captured. Only to build a contraption that would make MacGyver weep.
Though the tables were often turned due to the enemy exploiting the team's sense of honor, they were invariably locked up carelessly, left alone with just enough spare parts to craft a clever device capable of mounting an explosive and daring escape. Though these actions and the wealth of heavy ordnance used were inherently dangerous and lethal, the A-Team were experts, always careful to never take a life. In many cases of poor clientele, they even turned down payment for their actions, taking the brunt of expenses and yet making ends meet. These men were true heroes.
Mr. T, trade B.A. Barakas, he did not like to fly in the show. They often had to knock him out first. He also abstained from booze-preferring milk instead.
Sergeant Bosco B.A. Barakas was the group's mohawked and bejeweled fighter, as well as the mechanics expert. The B.A. was often said to stand for bad attitude, which was in conjunction with his pitying of fools.
Suckle.
Colonel John Hannibal Smith was the de facto leader, a thrill-seeking, cigar-smoking tactician who loved it when a plan came together, as well as being on the jazz. It was often through one of his numerous aliases that the group found work. Lieutenant Templeton Faceman Peck was the group's smooth-talking con man, handling money matters. He did not much care for fighting. Though not directly a part of the team, Captain Howling Mad Murdoch often piloted the group via chopper. The best pilot of the war, he was also flipping insane, joining the team by escape from a psychiatric hospital.
The A-Team ran for five outstanding seasons on NBC. When they went off the air for good, it was not due to poor ratings, but rather episode expense. God bless you, A-Team.